the performance that Wade Van Niekerk delivered in the 400-meter dash was far more impressive than Usain Bolt's performance in the 100. Usain Bolt's career far more impressive, and his coronation as the fastest man in the world across three Olympics more impressive. But individually, in their one moment, Wade Van Niekerk's race way better than Usain Bolt's race. And what I mean by looking at history and trying to use it to inform the future, Wade Van Niekerk did something that nobody has ever done in the history of track and field. And it's not just the fact that he broke the world record in the Olympic final and shattered Michael Johnson's 17-year world record by 0.15 seconds, which is a lot in a 400. He became the first person to ever win a global championship in the 400-meter race out of lane 8. So it would have been easy to look at the Olympic final and say, this kid who won the world championship last year is trying to do something that's never happened in a world championship or an Olympics, win out of lane 8. It looks like a terrible draw, because if you know the way the race is staggered, you can't see anybody in the race. You can't see your competitors when you're in lane 8. You're blind. You're given a lead because your turns are bigger. You're given that lead. And you have to run terrified because you don't know where anybody is. In track and field, the best you can do is run as well as you possibly can and hope the other guys are not able to beat you, right? That was Justin Gatlin's entire mantra for this Olympic Games. All I can do is start perfectly, run mechanically perfect, and if that's good enough to beat Bolt, it's good enough. But I can't control how good he is. And with Wade Van Niekerk, had he thought, okay, I'm in lane 8, I can't win this, and there are people who certainly thought that, it wouldn't have happened. In the same way that if Russell Wilson thought, I'm 5'11", I can't be a quarterback in the NFL, it wouldn't have happened. There are just a lot of people out there that think because somebody breaks the mold or a situation breaks the mold that they're not going to succeed. Now, that doesn't mean because of Russell Wilson we should go around looking for 5'11 quarterbacks. But when someone has the requisite arm strength, the intelligence, the work ethic, the ability to maneuver in the pocket and run in their 5'11, hopefully next time Russell Wilson serves as a guide and says, okay, why don't we give this guy a chance? In the same way that I will never look at the 400-meter dash again, and if someone's put in lane 8, say, hey, that guy's got no chance. Now, there was another thing that involved the Wade Van Niekerk story that I think is very impressive and should spur a little bit of debate in professional sports within the United States. And if you guys saw the human interest piece on Wade Van Niekerk, the Olympic champion today and the new world record holder in the 400-meter run, you would have seen that his coach is probably not the type of person you would expect his coach to be. His coach is a 74-year-old lady, and she coached a 24-year-old male to an Olympic record. And she is a grandmother. Her name is Ans Bota, or Anna Bota. And how many basketball players, how many football players in this country do you think would be cool with being coached by a 74-year-old woman? How many of them would have an open mind to think there is a chance that this individual can bring the very best out of me the way that Wade Van Niekerk just broke the world record? Because there are a lot of men that would look at her and just say, hey, there's no chance that she can improve my game. What does she know about it? She's not a guy. And you look at the landscape of American men's sports right now, and really what you see is you see Becky Hammon, who is on the Spurs bench. She occasionally gets to be the head coach during a D-League game, and she's one of Greg Popovich's many assistant coaches. You see Jen Welter, who was basically an intern for the Arizona Cardinals when she started out. You see the Bills hire Catherine Smith, the first full-time female coach. So we've seen little sporadic efforts here and there to make a woman a men's basketball coach or an NFL coach. It's very commonplace for us to see somebody like Gino Auriemma, a male, coach in women's sports and coach at a very high level. But for some reason, we haven't seen women coach male sports. And I think it's because of this notion that you have to have a firm hand with guys, that guys will only respect the authority and strength of another male. And I think that really that's BS. I think it's going to be very hard for someone to break that barrier and become a head coach in the NBA or the NFL, and particularly in the NFL. I mean, we could see in our lifetimes, we could see Becky Hammon become a head coach in the NBA, and I wouldn't be 100% astonished by it. Stephanie Reddy, who is now a reporter for the Hornets TV in Charlotte, like she works with the Charlotte Hornets as a TV reporter. She was an NBA Development League head coach a decade ago, and her team won the Development League championship, but that did not result in NBA head coaching jobs for her, and she's gone to work in media right now. But it wouldn't surprise me if we saw Becky Hammon one day become an NBA head coach. I would be very surprised if we saw a female NFL head coach, because there aren't female football leagues that are thought of as reputable the same way that there are women's basketball leagues that are. And someone is always going to be able to throw the, yeah, well, did you play the game thing? And there are coaches that are successful in college football and in professional football that are men but did not have normal playing careers, right? I mean, Mike Leach went to law school and then decided on a whim he wanted to be a football coach. It's not like he played in the league. Todd Haley was a college golfer before he became an NFL head coach. So we've been flexible about this idea that someone who isn't in the NFL can be a head coach in the NFL. Someone that didn't have normal playing experience, if they work their way up as a graduate assistant, as an intern, as a guy that watches tape and breaks down tape like Eric Spoelstra did with the Miami Heat, they can eventually work their way up the pyramid one step at a time. But we haven't seen a woman be able to do that yet. And I just don't know that in football that gender barrier is going to break down. But I think at some point in my lifetime, and I'm a young guy, so is my producer Tom. We're both 28 years old. So I'd like to think that we have another half century left and that at some point in time we'd see a female NBA coach. But it is interesting. And I would say this with any groundbreaker, whether it's going to be a gay NFL player, that's pretty much the last territory left is the very talented gay player in a men's team sport or a women coaching in men's sports. Those are kind of the two that I can think of. When you're dealing with something like that, you better hope that next individual that breaks the ground is like Jackie Robinson. Because no one in their right mind could say black people can't play baseball after what Jackie Robinson was able to do. Guy was a legitimate Hall of Famer regardless of his groundbreaking status. So it would certainly help, let's say, if Becky Hammon gets a head coaching job and she were able to rattle off some 50-win seasons, much in the same way that guys can now go from broadcasting with no coaching experience to going in and coaching like Steve Kerr. If you're flexible about that, you should be flexible about gender. 800-777-2907 is the phone number. But there's just such a locker room culture. But if you look at the NFL and head coaches, and I saw that going into the 1984 season, 14 of the 28 NFL coaches had playing experience, and going into 2014, only 5 of them did. So the idea that you have to play in the league, that doesn't matter anymore. Belichick didn't play in the league. Pete Carroll didn't play in the league, right? You look at the guys that did, you know, Ron Rivera is one of those. But it's not an overwhelming majority of guys that coach in the NFL that have playing experience anymore. So if playing experience matters less and your coaching mind matters more, that should tell you that at some point there should be a female NFL head coach. And I don't know when that possibility could happen, but I just do think we should reflect on this moment today with Wade Van Niekerk winning the 400-meter dash, the first person ever to do it in lane 8, and say, okay, that's possible now in sports. And also see that he has a 74-year-old female coaching him to a men's world record. And say, you know what? Maybe women can coach men's sports in this country. Maybe that can happen. 800-777-2907 is the phone number. Coming up next on Night Moves, going to continue the Olympic discussion. Ryan Lochte, did he really get robbed? Some weird reports on that one.